Hi there. The word for you today is building men and women of God. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 6, we read these commandments. Impress them on your children. Teach your child the importance of standing up for what's right. You see, our children gravitate toward whatever pleases the most important people in their lives, right or wrong, out of their need for acceptance. If their peers are doing it, peer approval will be a powerful influence on them. And it's not always about, quote, good kids versus bad kids, or about morality versus immorality. It's simply about being kids. Solomon recalled his own youthful tendencies, and he counsels in Proverbs 1, verse 10 through 15. My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, do not go along with them. You know, we become like the company we keep. And if our kids are to stand for God against the destructive influences of this day, they need instruction in some of these following things. Let me mention three. Number one, the qualities of true friendship. Teach your kids that true friends seek each other's best interests, and that whoever leads them into danger or sin is not a friend. Number two, teach them the inevitable law of consequences. The Bible says, Galatians 6, 7 and 8, a man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit will reap eternal life. And reinforce your teaching by refusing to rescue them when they get into trouble, okay? And number three, teach them to have the right kind of heroes. Instead of rock stars and sports celebrities of questionable character, introduce your children to Bible heroes who modeled godliness, righteousness, and courage under pressure.